The New Business Road Test: What Entrepreneurs and Executives Should Do Before Writing a Business Plan. Author: John W. Mullins. Passion, conviction, tenacity. Most new businesses fail because all businesses are not created equal. Without these traits, few entrepreneurs could endure the challenges. The very best entrepreneurs, however, possess something even more valuable: a willingness to wake up every morning and ask a simple question about the nascent opportunity. Why will this new business work when most will fail? Or, to put it more realistically, what's wrong with my idea and how can I fix it? They ask the simple question for a very simple reason. They know most business plans never raise money. So committed are they to showing a reluctant world that their vision is an accurate one, they want to know before bad things can happen why they might be wrong. Markets and industries, what's the difference? A market consists of a group of current or potential customers having the willingness and the ability to buy products to satisfy a particular class of wants or needs. Thus, markets consist of buyers, not products. One such market, for example, consists of business people who get hungry between meals during their workday. This is called the market for workplace snacks. An industry consists of sellers that offer products or classes of products that are similar or close to substitute for one another. What industries serve the market for workplace snacks? At the producer level, there is the salty snack industry, the candy industry, and the fresh produce industry, to name but three. There are also industries providing a distribution of these products to workplaces, including the supermarket industry and the restaurant industry. Clearly, these industries offer varying bundles of benefits to hungry workers. Most entrepreneurs and investors would prefer to serve attractive rather than unattractive markets. Macro level. It's actually straightforward to conduct a macro level market assessment. One first assesses how large the market is. Market size can be measured in many ways, the more the better. Measures include number of customers in the market, the aggregate money spent by these customers on the relevant class of goods or services, and the number of units of the relevant products or usage occasions. Micro level. No matter how large and fast growing a market may be, entering it in the face of other competition is likely to be difficult, since customers are probably already satisfied their needs in some way. In this sense, there's no such thing as a new market in the customer terms. Aspiring entrepreneurs who say we have no competition are simply naive. Thus, more successful entrepreneurs, rather than targeting the entire market, identify a much smaller segment of customers within their overall market. Target segment benefits and attractiveness, the micro level. It's all about customers. Without customers, there can be no business. It's not about you. It's not about a revolutionary products or services. Successful entrepreneurial ventures are about serving the customers and their needs. It's about providing differentiated benefits that are so compelling that a customer abandons their allegiance to a former provider and gives their business to you. If your dream is to build a high-growth venture, you will need to enter the market in which you offer the customer clear and compelling benefits, at a price he or she is willing to pay. You will need this segment to be large and fast-growing, and finally, you need this segment to lead to other segments you may wish to target in the future. On the other hand, if your dream is to build a simple and satisfying lifestyle business that flies below the radar of major competitors, then a small target market with a limited scope for expansion may be just fine. Market attractiveness, the macro level. What you're looking for is big enough to be seen from the air, and you will need some distance to understand what you're looking at. What you're looking for is evidence of a market size and market growth, both today and tomorrow. This information can be found from secondary sources and from primary sources too. If you're seeking a venture capital and your market is not huge and/or growing rapidly, then forget all about it. Industry attractiveness, the macro level. Defining industries narrowly has some merit. It can clarify your focus as to who the principal competitors are, which helps the assessing competitive rivalry. Doing so can also help you think clearly about differentiation, an important issue. Defining one's industry broadly also has merit, for it brings substitutes directly into assessment. Doing so may reduce your chance of being surprised by substitutes that might otherwise be overlooked. The key point, though, is that your industry consists of other sellers of goods or services that meets the kinds of customer needs that you hope to satisfy. Sustainable advantage, the micro level. In the restaurant industry, the threat of entry is extremely high and new competitors crop up every day. And there are almost countless substitutes to numerous ways to satisfy one's hunger. As a result, the failure rate in these industries is enormous and average returns are modest. The principal answers to competing in a not-so-attractive industry are found on the micro level. It's important to sell what your target customers want to buy. And at the outset of a new venture, doing so can sometimes offset the difficulties inherent in an unattractive industry. If customers flock to your offering because it's faster, better, or cheaper, then you'll be off and running. The hard part, though, is sustaining that initial advantage, since offering superior benefits at the outset is not sufficient to build an entrepreneurial venture that can last over time. Imitation occurs quickly in most industries, both from existing competitors and from new entrants, so initial advantages can disappear in a heartbeat. Thus, for aspiring entrepreneurs, the second key to competing in a not-so-attractive industry is where the factors are resent that will enable the company to sustain its initial advantage over an extended period of time. The mission, personal aspirations and propensity for risk. Successful entrepreneurship requires a clear vision about you as an entrepreneur want out of the effort. Without a clear mission, your entrepreneurial efforts will be fragmented, lacking in purpose and direction. Without understanding your own aspirations, you will be unable to articulate to others whose support you will need why they should support you. Without identifying your own level of risk propensity, you'll be unable to demonstrate to investors that you're willing to share in the risks that you will ask them to take. Without sharing the risk, you probably won't raise any money. Your connections matter. Entrepreneurs who surround themselves with strong network up and down across the value chain are well positioned to gauge their ever-changing market and modify their offerings, operations, organization, and processes to meet the needs of the changing business climate. Put another way, the ability to combine the tenacity for what the entrepreneurs are legendary with a willingness to change course can make all the difference. Without the information sources to tell you when mid-course corrections are necessary, all the willingness in the world will do you no good. Thus, you should ask how connected you and your team members are up, down, and across the value chain, with suppliers and customers, as well as your others in the industry. So what should you do before you write a business plan? First, come up with an idea that you think might fly, one that solves genuine customer problems or meets their needs. Second, assess and shape it, using the lessons of the Seven Domains framework. Third, write what we all call a customer-driven feasibility study that lays out the conclusions you've reached from your data and analysis. Whether you're an entrepreneur starting your own business or an executive developing a new product or service for your company, before you even think about writing a business plan, make sure you've checked all the fundamentals first.